And the love story between Isabel and Preble Staver came quietly to an end last month. The couple was together for more than 7 decades. The Stavers were two of the hundreds of World War II veterans who are dying each day. NPR's Sarah McCammon attended their funeral in Virginia Beach over Veterans Day weekend, and she has this remembrance.
Like so many couples of their generation, the romance of Isabel Whitney and Preble Staver was interrupted by World War II.
They met on a blind date, and the romance bloomed.
Lori Staver Clinton says her parents both served, her mother as a Navy nurse and her father in the Marine Corps. They were married soon after the war ended. Staver Clinton describes Preble Staver, a Bronze Star recipient, as a tall, outgoing man with a strong, larger-than-life personality.
And then Mom, oh my gosh, she really was my heart.
Isabel Staver spent years raising the couple's 5 children before eventually returning to work. Staver Clinton says her mom kept the family running through multiple moves for Preble's career and the loss of one of their sons, Peter, who died after a high school football injury in the 1970s.
She taught me how to be a kind person, how to be a compassionate person.
As Isabel slipped into dementia in recent years, Preble struggled to cope. Last year, they had to be moved to separate rooms at their long-term care facility.
So when I would explain the need for the separation, Mom would look and see, she would go, but that's Daddy, that's Preble.
Jim Need, a friend from church who visited Preble often as his health began to fail, says his love for Isabel was clear.
Sometimes he was a little frustrated because she may not recognize him. But the few times when she did, you could always see her just smiling, you know, like crazy.
Lori Staver Clinton says her parents shared a moment like that just days before their death when Isabel was taken to visit Preble's room for his 96th birthday.
And all of a sudden I heard this little warbly voice. Mom had stopped initiating course of conversation due to the disease process. And for her, on Dad's birthday, to sing happy birthday to him was just so touching.
Staver Clinton says all her father wanted for his birthday was to take a nap next to his wife, something they hadn't been able to do for a while. So the family arranged to lay Preble and Isabel in bed together, where they slept side by side for 2 or 3 hours.
And it was really the catalyst of them being able to let go, I believe. Mom was much calmer after that.
Within a few days, a hospice nurse told Staver Clinton that both of her parents were moving closer to death. On October 25th, days before what would have been her 96th birthday, Isabel received last rites from their Episcopal priest while Preble held her hand. About 14 hours after Isabel died, Preble was gone too.
The Lord be with you.
Preble's friend Jim Need says he thinks Preble was holding on just long enough.
I have no doubt. I honestly feel he was waiting for her, you know, kind of Marine, and this is a good thing, Marine mentality. He was going to take care of her until he knew she was okay.
On Friday afternoon, with a Marine honor guard standing by, Isabel and Preble Staver were laid down together one last time, side by side, in the old church cemetery. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.